Adikrita, Ashruta, Parishad, and Anuga. So now he's talking about the Parishads and Anugas. 2:48. There are three types of Parishads and Anugas: Durya, Dhira, and Vira. The devotee that possesses suitable affection for Krishna, his intimates, and his servants is called Durya Parishad or Duryanga. Just as 3:250. Just as Krishna appears as the object of service for me, his dear women are also my objects of service. His devotees are all objects of my service. I consider them my very life. I fear even to think of what rash person who simply makes a pretense of being a devotee. However, even a person who has affection for a donkey who's offered respect to Krishna is blessed with good health. Now you just have to find that donkey. 3:251. That devotee who, taking shelter of Krishna's dear women, though not serving Krishna profusely, becomes the chief object of Krishna's mercy, is called Dhira. Srila Prabhupada. The devotees of Krishna engaged in his personal service are always very cautious, because they know that becoming personal servants of Lord Krishna is not an ordinary thing. Person who offers respect even to the ants engaged in the service of the Lord becomes eternally happy. So what is there to say of one who offers Krishna direct service? Raktak once said to himself, within himself, not only is Krishna my worshipable and servable Lord, but also the girlfriends of Krishna, the gopis, are equally worshipable and servable by me. And not only the gopis, but anyone who is engaged in the service of the Lord is also worshipable and servable by me. I know that I must be very careful not to become overly proud that I am one of the servitors and devotees of the Lord. From this statement, one can understand that the pure devotees who are actually engaged in the service of the Lord are always very cautious and are never overly proud of their service. This mentality of the direct servitor of Krishna is called Durya, according to expert and analytical studies of the direct associates of the Lord. Srila Rupa Goswami has divided these into three classes, namely Durya, Dhira, and Vira. Raktap is classified among the Durya, or those who are always attached to serving the most beloved gopis. 3:252. O son who opens the lotus of the Yadus, I do not have to exert much effort to gain a wealth of mercy. I have gained a name by being included as an associate of Satyabhama, who was worshipped by you when you gave her the Parijata tree. Srila Prabhupada. One dear associate of Krishna is the son of Satyabhama's nurse. Satyabhama is one of the queens of Lord Krishna in Dwarka, and when she was married to Krishna, the son of her nurse was allowed to go with her because they lived together from childhood as brother and sister. So this gentleman, the son of Satyabhama's nurse, used to live with Krishna as his brother-in-law, and sometimes his brother-in-law used to play jokes with Krishna. He wants to address Krishna this way. "My dear Krishna, I never tried to gain the favor of the goddess of fortune, who is married to you, but still I am so fortunate that I am considered one of the members of your house, the brother of Satyabhama." Srila Jiva Goswami. Satyabhama's father sent the son of her nurse to Satyabhama's house in Dwarka, according to her wish. He acts like Krishna's brother-in-law, like her brother, and performs service to Krishna in a joking mood, making Krishna happy. He speaks this verse to give pleasure to Krishna. Kam api means somewhat. Our chair means a little. You got a translation. The devotees who take shelter of Krishna has incomparable attraction. The devotee who takes shelter of Krishna and has incomparable attraction for Krishna, though he does not notice others, called Vira Parishad or Viranuga. So you see, there's one who is Krishna and his servants. One is more about his servants than this one. Vira is more about Krishna. Balaram, enemy of Pralamba, may be the supreme lord, but what use do I have for him? What can I gain from the prince, Prajumna, since I have been elevated by the wealth of Krishna's glance of mercy? I do not give regard even to Satyabhama, the head of all of Krishna's followers. Srila Prabhupada. A Vira associate once expressed his pride, declaring, "Lord Balaram may be a great enemy of Palamba, but I have nothing to worry about from him. And as far as Prajumna is concerned, I have nothing to take from him because he is simply a boy. Therefore, I do not expect anything from anyone else. I simply expect the favorable glance of Krishna upon me. And so I am not afraid. I am not even afraid of Satyabhama, who is so dear to Krishna." Srila Jiva Goswami. This should be understood as a display of external pride because of a special intensity of love, though the person is actually internal affection for the persons mentioned. It would be disagreeable if this mood were real. This should be understood in the next example also. It will be explained in verse 61. This is a private conversation of a Virabhakta to a somewhat close associate of Satyabhama. Such frank language, showing Krishna's superiority over Balaram and Satyabhama, would be embarrassing for Krishna to hear directly. 3255. From the fourth canto. Right, so it's just a mood to how they deal and everything like that. So that takes it on. But in terms of they're all have that mode of service. So it's for taste. It's for a particular flavor, yes.
But the servants also have their kind of guns?
Ganas. Oh, ganas. I was going to say guns. They're taking care of Krishna, of course. Yes, it seems to be. It means they'll hang out in groups and everything. Everybody's in groups. Because it's all personal, so you hang out with those who are more similar to you. And so there's going to be those who are, as you see in Rasa, there's those that are favorable, those that are neutral, and those that are inimical. So etiquette is followed with everybody. So even those who are inimical, they'll deal properly with them. Because you see, like in the morning when Krishna's taking his meal with Nanda Baba and everybody's there and the cowherd boys, then all the different gopis are there, different groups are there. And so that's why you said that pastime where we were talking, where Krishna, he takes the sweet, but it's so good, but he makes a face like it's terrible. So then he doesn't eat one, and then he pops it into the mouth of the boy next to him. And then he goes into ecstasy. So when he does that, then Chandravali and them, they all go, ha, 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 Radharani blew it. So they're really happy. And then Radharani, her group, are freaking out. But then when they see that the cowherd boy, you know, it's so wonderful. That's why he wanted to give, because it was just so much nicer. And so then Radharani's group, then they become, you know, annoyed. You know, okay, why is he doing this? You know, why is he creating this atmosphere? And then the other gopis are, you know, okay, what happened? Just happened now, you know. So you see, it's an interaction with Radharani. Does that make sense? But so they're all there. So that means then they're, by etiquette, dealing nicely and doing everything properly. Then you have those that are neutral, that sometimes you work more with them, sometimes not. It's not like you need to. if the occasion is there, you work with them. The occasion is not, you don't necessarily. But, you know, they're around. Then you have the group that you're always with. Does that make sense?
Krishna making faces. It's to tease Radharani because he knows that she's watching.
Yes, yes.
What message does he give to Chandravani? What message does that send? Is it to enhance the ras based on her nature?
Means for Chandravali that she sees it as an opportunity to find some fault in Radharani's group, poke some fun.
He creates that in her. He pushes the issue with Chandravali.
That'll be a side point. The main point will be the interaction with Radharani. Right. Chandravali just happens to be there, they're going to react in that way.
Right.
And that's because of that, that's what will create the interaction with Radharani. Because if no one says she just takes it and it's like that, or you don't like it, like that or something. But because the others are finding fault, then, they'll be very disturbed. Mother Jashoda's there, Rohini, everybody else, they all become shocked. But then when it turns out to be it's really nice, then the Mother Jashoda and them, he just wanted to give it to him. So it's just, it doesn't mean anything about the gopis. Radharani is kind of like, that because of the left wing, it'll be that, hey, why are you messing with us like this? But Chandravali, it'll be, see here, like that, and then, So it'll put them kind of in their place, but at the same time, it gives, the whole thing is a central point would be Radharani. Yes?
There's a story from the Puranas where one Brahman's daughter is a very qualified, highly qualified lady, and then another Brahman happens to come there out of some reason. And then he asks him to see her nature and tell her, future. He says she is very qualified. She'll be married to a king, but she will have rivals.
Means this is the unmarried daughter.
The unmarried daughter.
Okay.
Then the father says, having rivals is not a bad thing, because who can afford to have more than one wife? Is somebody who's qualified, highly qualified man such as a king. So the point is, it all goes back to Krishna as the one who is highly more qualified and superior person, where there can be more than one person as a rival, and then the whole mood actually increases the focus on Krishna, and then
true. Yeah, because it all becomes focused on Krishna. Because then they'll think, we're better than that. That's about Krishna.
I heard that story a long time ago, but it was a very shortened version where Krishna puts the sweet in his mouth, makes a face, Radharani looks behind him. What's wrong? And he goes,
okay.
He just, blinks at her like, worries, I'm just teasing you.
Okay.
Chill out.
Okay, cool.
Well, that episode is actually a direct quote from Brihad Bhagavatamrita. It's actually told by Gop Kumar.
Oh.
He puts it in his mouth. Mm. Right. And he's like feeling ambrosia, goes into ecstasy. And then he doesn't understand what's wrong with Krishna. Why is he,
Why is he not like him?
So he tells that story.
Okay. Does he mention there about the wink?
No.
Okay, so that's
fine.
Yeah, because they're the coward boys that they won't. Because the thing is that's all part of the thing, is that the joking and all that. So that'll be very much part of that interaction. And so then the gopis joke on Krishna, the Krishna jokes on the jokes on the gopis. And so it's just part of the relationship. But in that, then, of them, Radharani has to be prominent. So they have to understand that she's the prominent. But at the same time, it's still, in other words, with Chandravali, you establish the authority of the hierarchy, the pecking order. And but with Radharani, then it's a more personal or intimate kind of joking.
Yeah.
that make sense? Because Krishna at one time, at one thing, can do so many. So the kind of the premarital Ras comes out, the cowherd boy is there, you know, then with Radharani is there, the Chandravani and the others are there. So each one will have particular relationship, you know, to serve someone like, we were just talking about all the servants, but then Danisha, she'll be more clued in what's going on between Krishna and the gopis. The cowherd boys won't catch it like that. Someone might, Subal might, but she'll understand it, so then afterwards she'll make the arrangements. Because it's like when she picks up Krishna's plate to take it out, she in the process takes something in her hand. So she'll come to pick it up, take something that Krishna's eaten, and pick up the plate. And then that will be given to Radharani. Mm. You know, something he's directly eaten. Mm. Like that. But she does it, because otherwise everybody's watching. So she has to be very clever to do it so nobody else sees it.
Like that. Like the pomegranate seed that he's been chewing on? Or the drumsticks?
Yeah, that or just anything. You took a bite out of something, you know. So it's just, it's there, everyone sees it, but then it disappears. Because how you position yourself, how you lean over, the claw, the hand, you know, like that. So it just disappears.
Usually, what I read is pana. And then on the upon, because he's chewing and spitting it out. And then on the way back, when they walk, she distributes that, and then when Radharani tastes it, she almost, you know, faints, and then they have to catch her. Because when she tastes that nectar, it's like overwhelming.
Yeah.
She can't wait to be there.
Yes.
And this Veera, those are has an incomparable attraction with Krishna, though he does not notice others. Can Akrura be classified as Veera?
That I'm not sure. You'd have to just see what the acharyas say.
Because the doubt was that when he goes to Vrindavan to take Krishna away, it is mentioned in our study guide that he did not actually bother to comfort Yashoda, Nanda, and all the other gopis. And as a result, like, he was kind of cursed.
That may be from that, but it also may be just that you can't, because then they're going to try to talk him out of it. You just open the door to a conversation like that, you know. So you just don't open the door, then you don't discuss it. He's just the messenger. He comes there, collects, he sits in the chariot, he leaves.
So there is a talk aspect that Dwarkavas is being city people are more professional. Even when Yashoda and Nanda Baba comes to visit, like when they come to Kurukshetra, they actually stays more than others. Others go back, but they stays for a little longer.
The Brajavasis.
Brajavasis all go back, but the Nanda Maharaj stays for longer. And
2 months.
And then at that time, all the interaction happening, how they carefully guard that Krishna doesn't get so much in interaction with them, and the whole Dwaraka scene goes on like...
Okay. And that is... That's where is that explained?
I read it that past time one place, but I don't know.
I don't remember. I know that.
It's in Gopal Champo also.
Yeah, probably Gopal Champo.
He stays longer because he doesn't want to let go, you know. And Vasudev, he's in complete illusion. He's not going back. And Nanda Baba, he's also like, he can't accept the fact that he has to go back empty-handed. So every day, he declares to the crowd, "Today, I'm taking Krishna back." And every day it doesn't work. You know, and Vasudev, you know, okay, I want to just give it up.
Yeah. 3255 from the fourth canto. My dear Lord of the Universe, the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, is the mother of the universe. And yet I think that she may be angry with me because of my intruding upon her service and acting on that very platform to which she is so much attached. Yet I am hopeful that even though there is some misunderstanding, she will take my part. For you are very much inclined to the poor, You always, you will take my part. For you are always much inclined to the poor, and you will always magnify even insignificant service to you. Therefore, even though she becomes angry, I think that there is no home for you, because you are so self-sufficient that you can do without her. Srimad Bhagavatam 4:20-28. Srila Prabhupada. In the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 20th chapter, verse 28, King Prithu addresses the Lord, saying, "My dear Lord, may it happen that the goddess of fortune becomes dissatisfied with my work, or I may even have some misunderstanding with her. But I will not mind this, because I have full confidence in you. You are always causelessly merciful to your servants, and you consider even the menial service to be very much advanced. So I have confidence you will accept my humble service, although it is not worthy of being recognized. My dear Lord, you are self-sufficient. You can do anything you like without the help of anyone else. So even if the goddess of fortune is not satisfied with me, I know that you will always accept my service anyway." Yeah, so it's just that mood, just that, you see, it's just that confidence in the Lord and his relationship with the devotees. So it may externally have these forms, but so you have that. It's just like, it means this is more, you see that how they're favorable for Krishna. But then you have those that then they'll be not even seemingly favorable with Krishna, like Jatila and them. But that's just to create the atmosphere and all that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So this is just their position, it's not ours. Yes.
So I had a question. What is our position as Gaudiyas? What mood do we develop in terms of servitorship?
Let's see how it plays, pans out here.
Okay.
Three 2:56. Among the Ashritas, Parishads, Anugas, and Anugas, there are Nityasiddhas, Sadhanasiddhas, and Sadhakas. Footnote 15. Practitioners of Sadhaka are those who have developed Rati for Krishna, but have not completely extinguished the Anartas, and who are qualified to see Krishna directly. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 2:1-2:76. However, the word Sadhaka is later used in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 3:3-53. And explained to mean sadhana siddha. In that case, the verse would indicate only two types of servants, nitya siddha and sadhana siddha, with siddhas cha sadhaka indicating only the sadhana siddhas. Yeah. But you also have the aspect that in Sanskrit, something by saying one word, you get two things done. So it's not an uncommon thing that multiple things are fun, because it's actually a I'm not sure if you call it, what is it? It's a kind of explanation or verb where you don't, it's not recognized. It's there in other languages, but they don't recognize it. It means by one thing you get two things done, right? You win the battle, you win the war, because you can win a battle and it doesn't win the war. But by winning this battle, it wins the battle and wins the war. Or you milk the cow. It takes the milk out of the cow and you get milk. Right. So we'll just think of it as one thing. But the cow needs to be milked, so that's one accomplishment. Like the cows go out in the pasture, they come back because they need to be milked. At least they used to. I don't know, do they still do that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Like, otherwise...
Yeah, yeah, because it's just the milk bags get too full. So you have to get the milk out of the milk bags. So that's one accomplishment. And now you have a bucket of milk. That's the second accomplishment. So there's some technical term for it, that it's a dual accomplishment. Like that. So you can also, it's in Sanskrit, you have these kind of elements that are there. And so depending upon where you've taken these things from, you may or may not appreciate that fine points, you know, which grammar you use and things like that. So it can mean just the nitya siddhas and sadhana siddhas, but the point is here that since he explained that before, the sadhakas, that would just be an aspect of the sadhana siddhas. So there's someone, they're a sadhaka who will become siddha, so then they become sadhana siddhas. So it just means that preliminary stage before. You know, so they're on that platform that they're qualified, but still not completely extinguished all the enemies. So there's something left there that's keeping them from that exclusive focus on Krishna. But they're liberated, so then they're going to be very, you know, it's an appreciated position. Because then when we're discussing rasa, you're discussing in the platform of, you know, in comparison with prema. And so then if it's only rati, no prema, then that's considered lower. So that you'll see these shanta bhaktas and the jnanis and that these aspects of the sadhaka, because they may have that aspect. Then you get to the point where you have the prema, and then you see what's beyond prema. You know. So all, you know, within, as Prabhu mentioned, the levels of priti. So it's just that you have these different aspects to bring out, and so then that just establishes the various positions, just so that we're aware, because then you know these different things, because otherwise you could say, oh, he can't say that, why is he saying this? But that's the mood that they have, because as you know, this one here in 3255 that Jiva Goswami mentioned before is that, you know, that applies in that verse and in this verse that we just read, that it's the external flavor, because that creates a particular rasa. You know, just like you see Sri Dhamma, you know, then there'll be that aspect where they're out in the field, you know, in the forest, the cowherd boys, and then he'll say, you know, he'll stand up and, you know, slap his arms and say, Krishna, you know, I can defeat you, I'm stronger than you, and all this. It's a mood. You know, they know Krishna is the Supreme Person, like this, but it doesn't matter. It's the mood that does that, because you don't see other cowherd boys doing that. So it's only specific ones use that kind of flavor. Does that make sense? I'm not saying that Sri Dham is necessarily in this mood. What we're saying is that they use moods that others wouldn't necessarily use. Yes?
Sri Dham is in that mood in between the Sakya. He's considered pure Viryaras.
Oh, he comes from Virya. Okay. So then, you know, so then you see it there, and it adds to the flavor, because then, okay, now you wrestle. But if everybody is working on the principle he's a spirit, then you end up with Dwarka. You know, or you end up with just, you know, this one flavor. So all these different flavors that create different aspects. Because we've always heard of that within the gopis are those who are more favorable to Krishna, more favorable to Radharani, or favorable to both. You know. So then they give examples. And so then you're always going to have this aspect, because it gives different flavors. Because then if Radha and Krishna are having interaction, then the point is there's always going to be that natural kind of competition. So then some are going to take Radharani's side, some are going to take Krishna's side. So now if everybody just takes Radharani's side, then Krishna's there alone. Or if everyone takes Krishna's side because he's the supreme, then Radharani's. So you're going to have that, or those that can go in between, depending upon who's calling, or this or that, or what's happening, or they're the servants, they just serve everybody. You know, they're bringing, let's say, the powders and colored liquids for both parties. You know, does that make sense? You know, so like that. So it's just to create the broader atmosphere, because you have some of their friends and your friends, you don't care what anybody else thinks. You know, does that make sense? Okay, what do you call it? Yeah, I can remember. I just had one friend who is, you know, generally you have all the four kinds of friends, and so theirs are equal, exactly equal, kind of that mood. I use it only, you know, could say one devotee, kind of we had that kind of mood. So it didn't matter what you do. Let's say you go down to the pukkha to take a bath, somebody's going to be pushed into the water, you know, under the water, or, you know, you go under to take your bath, and then they're doing their mantras, and you go under and pull their legs out, or, you know, stuff like that. You just have to do that. You know, it's just like it's like in the rule book, right? So I remember is that when he got married, he had given a watch to his wife. She didn't like it. You know, somehow or another, whatever it was, maybe, I don't know, metal band or, you know, it was an automatic or something she didn't like. So instead of just, it's hers, and like that, he just gave it to me. And so I used to, it was actually, you know, quite a, it was a taste, and I'm wearing it, and every time she'd see it, she'd get annoyed, because it's her watch, but I'm wearing it.
Did you wear it?
Yeah, yeah, it was a watch. I used to watch for years. You know. But that was the whole point. It was just, there's a taste in that. You know, you didn't care. That's my relationship with him. I'd known him for, you know, 20 years. How long has she known him? You know, it's like, you know, so it's like that kind of thing. And it would create a flavor, you know. At least it was nice for him. I don't know what her. You know, punk brahmacharis, right?
Maharaj.
Yes.
I've been waiting to ask that question since last week, but I think this is the right time now.
Last paper?
Last week.
Last week? Oh, I thought you said last April or something.
In view of what you just read now, does a sadhana siddha already has a rasa established with Krishna, even if it's on the platform of Rati?
If he's not on the platform of Rati.
No, if he is on the platform of Rati.
I mean, Rati means it's Rati in a particular flavor, but it's only the combination of it, whether it comes fully forward into rasa, is only when all of them are combined, because Rati will just mean the particular attraction. But so when that attraction is to a particular level, then it combines with the vibhava and all these, and that taste of the combination, that's rasa. So that's where I say someone's in a particular rati. It means we generally just say, because we don't make any distinction, is that, you know, mother chosen in parental rasa, because she's tasting that rasa. But technically, it's the parental rati. And therefore, then she's engaged in that rasa. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it means there's something coming, but it's not enough that you would necessarily, you call it bhava, but you not necessarily call it prema. That full manifestation, that all the elements are there. Does that make sense?
Yeah. What I really would like to know, what I really want to come down to is this.
Are you an eternal associate out
there? I'm talking about sadhana-siddhas. Or not sadhana-siddhas, but sadhakas. I want to start with sadhakas.
So you don't want to start with siddhas, just a bunch of boiled potatoes.
Performing the process of sadhana bhakti, going over anatta nivritti, getting into nishtha nivritti. My understanding from the Upanishamrita, we discussed the 8th verse the other day, you follow in the footsteps of the Brijavasis.
Yes.
My first question is, at every step of the way, a sadhaka is always referring to a shiksha or a diksha guru for guidance, isn't it?
Yeah. It means everybody is, even the very advanced person. It means you see is that when it's talking about, I think it's, if it's, you know, it will be one of the acharyas, and they're, because Rupa Goswami, I think Raghunath Das Goswami and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, then they write books about, you know, basically their activities as maidservants of Radharani, what services they do, how they come, you know, how it's cultivated, how it's developed, just to give some understanding. So one of them is explaining how, you know, Radharani will teach you this thing, Vishaka teaches you this other aspect, yes. This one you learn from Lalita, yes. And this and that. So you always have gurus. It's never that you don't have gurus. Whoever is your guru now, there's still your guru there. But instead of being that reverential thing, it's that of friendship. You know, have that firm friendship, that aspect.
Yes. Okay. Now, as the sadhaka progresses in his attachment to Krishna and gets the guidance from the guru, you know, like, we know that Rupa Goswami gives all the rasas, even though some Gaudiya says Rupa Goswami only gave Manjari Bhav, which has been, that argument is not taken because we have access to all the rasas. At what point does a sadhaka understand that he is going into a particular rasa? and decide. Going into a particular rasa.
Like whenever, it's whenever you understand it.
So
it's just like, how do you know when you're hungry? You know, in other words, in here, the difficulty comes back. This is going to be a slight other aspect. Is that you have reductionism. You've heard of this?
Yes.
So it's a modern scientific element that basically most all modern disciplines use to reduce something down to just the facts, the mechanics. That this is happening because of this mechanic. And so it just comes down to atoms or DNA or some hormones or something. They completely leave out that personal aspect, the moods, the feelings, the all that, the whole psychological, because it just doesn't work so good for them. They can't catch that. It's not within their context that they can appreciate the personal aspect. And so the whole society is just based on that. So when we grow up, it's basically reductionism, naturalism, and what's this last one? Falsification. You know, if it's not wrong, then it's right. So that's why it's that he's a leader. As long as we haven't found a problem, we find a fault, he's out. You know, so it's just that one thing, bang, gone. Doesn't matter how much good they did and this and that, and that all the people they're complaining, they do that all the time. But he's done it, he's done it. So everything's, of these three, we're just so used to this. And probably there's a few, you know, friends and relatives and cousins of these philosophies that were, you know. And so we have this tendency to think, is what's the external symptom that I can say that this has happened? You know, and so that we can pinpoint it in a particular time, a particular place in that, because we're just so conditioned to that. But we have to understand is you're a person. If that awakens, then that's there. But the point is because it's there doesn't mean it can be used. It just means it's there. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So it's not a problem. It's just like, let us say, you know, like let's say the prince, he's born, you know, into the royal family. So it's understood when he matures, he's going to be the king. But until that time, until he's trained, until he comes to the club, he can't use the position. Right? It's not that now, 3 years old, now he's the king. No, he has to grow up, get educated, get trained and all that. And then when he's, you know, appropriately trained, then he takes up the position. So in the same way, but he knows he's going to be the king. You know, like that. Or sometimes you see kids when they're, you know, 10, 12, they want to be this or that, or, you know, some, you know, cliche is, you know, they want to be a fireman or something like this or that. And so many things. I mean, up to the age of 12. Yeah, up to 12. I wanted to be a nuclear physicist. And then something at 12 that I, you know, decided on philosophy or something. But, you know.
Started to learn physics. At that point, you start to learn physics, understand it's not yours.
But I had one of those from the university, the charts.
Was there?
Yeah, but they're big. They're like, you know, like 2 meters by 1.5 meters with everything on it and all the colors. You know, really big. It was on my wall for years. It was like, I had one of those on the wall, right? You know, along with the poster about. You don't have to be Jewish to love Libby's, real Jewish rye. I think it either had a Chinese guy or a black guy or someone there, you know, like that. So, you know, in other words, it's so good. You know, even the goys will like it. So the point is, if it comes up and it's clear that, yes, this is what I want, that's fine. But it's not that now you have to do something and go out in the night and dance around in the garden, you know, like this on your tiptoes or, you know, something like that. Or, no, it's just, okay, then there's a direction. But it's like it said in Brahma Samhita, Brahma then understood about his position as a maidservant of Krishna. But it said, but he didn't understand it in detail.
Yet Rabbi said not everything was revealed to him.
Yes, so that's the whole point. So this whole thing of artificially the Ekadas Bhav and this and that, it doesn't matter, so what? Yeah, so when you're king, you're going to wear that crown, you're going to wear that sword, you're going to sit on that throne, so what? You can't do anything with it. So therefore, for us, we don't waste our time. Because when you can use it, it will be revealed. And then at that time, you can use it. Because unless you are a follower of the Braj Basis, you can't use an Ekadas Bhav. You can't have the Ekadas Bhav and be a, and not be a Brajvasi.
Right.
Unless you have that 100% surrender of all Brajvasis. I mean, blade of grass up to Radharani, you can't use your Ekadas Bhav.
Mm. Okay.
So that's the thing, is the Sahajiyas have dropped that first part. They finessed that first part and just gone straight to Varna Das. And so they shifted Varna Das back to Shravana Das. So Shravana Das means hearing about how I'm this particular associate of Krishna. When it, no, Shravana Das means how I am a servant of Krishna. Then Varna Das means now I adjust with being a particular kind of servant. So they just, you know, because the Sahajiya, so they just have to do that. And so that's there, and that's when you get that. But before that, you can do that. You know, all the way down, they take it right down into the neophyte. That neophyte, he can just be absorbed in the pastimes of the gopis and all this and that will cultivate it. It doesn't. You know?
You know,
because otherwise, if it did, then why is it that you have... Who's Murari Gupta, isn't it?
Yeah, Murari Gupta.
He's Murari Gupta. He's with Lord Chaitanya. He's with all the associates. Everybody there, they're all gopis or manjaris or like this and that. There's so many. Plus, there's all the Kavit boys and all this. He's with them all. He's serving Lord Chaitanya. He's attached to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna in the mood of Radharani, tasting the three features of her love. And that manifests the whole Sankirtan, you know, mission and activities and everything. But he still can't change his flavor from worshipping Ramachandra.
Mm.
He just appreciates this feature of Krishna. But he can't. So if by doing that it would develop it, then why didn't it develop it in him?
Right.
So in other words, if it's not inherent, it's not going to develop no matter what you do.
Yeah.
And if you're not ready for it, doesn't matter what you do, it's not going to be now you can do it. You know, it's like the girl goes up in the loft, finds that old box of, you know, her mom's, you know, wedding outfit and all that. So she puts on those, you know, she's, you know, 4 years old. She puts on the stiletto. She puts on this, that, and then walks around in the attic. Now she's a married woman. No. You know, you can do it, but you say it's child's play. So in the same way as those who are the eternal associates, they say all this stuff when it's premature is just child's play. It's just, why waste your time? You'll absorb your mind so much in something you can't use. Just like we absorb our so much in material activities of life, like Arjuna. And so therefore, Krishna's saying you're a fool. So then, to absorb yourself in something else that we're taking, but we're identifying with, basically on the bodily platform. That this is me, it's the form is me, when it's actually, no, it's an attitude that's you. The attitude develops the form. You have the attitude, then the form makes sense.
Mm.
Otherwise, you have the don't have the attitude, you have the form, then what's the meaning? You know, it's like, just like, let's say we go to Australia. And in Australia, we go down to King's Cross. And on King's Cross, we have a cross-dresser. I guess maybe that's King's Cross, cross-dresser, I'm not sure, whatever it is. They're famous for that. So, you have some guy dressed up as some lady, you know, some drag queen, you know, like that. And so then they go into, you know, they walk into one of the local, you know, like, you know, pubs there, stuff like that. But they walk like a man, they act like a man, talk like a man, do everything like a man, go up to the bar, you know, put one foot up like that, you know, give me a, you know, I say whiskey neat and, you know, stuff like that, make it a double, you know, and stuff like that. That no one's just going to, what's with the outfit? But if they come in acting like a woman, talking like a woman, behaving like a woman and all that, then, you know, it matches. So that's the whole point. Unless the attitude's there, the form has no meaning. Does that make sense? So the form supports the attitude. So that's why we don't overemphasize this. So for most, they won't have any clue. And if someone does have a clue, is that they're attracted by it, great. That just makes the focus a little bit more clear than whenever, you know, all these things, then you're more aware of it. But you can't use it until you're liberated. It's until you come to the Brahma Buddha platform, until you're on the platform of Baba, when you're an Uttamadikar. Whether it's in this body, you've gotten to that platform, or you've left this body, remember Krishna, went back to Godhead, and then from there, then you can use it.
Mm.
But in either case, you can't. Because otherwise, let's say, what about the gopis that when Krishna played the flute and they couldn't go? They have the Ekadas Baba, they couldn't even use it because the attitude wasn't there. So until you come to Purva Rag, you can't really use it. So the whole thing has to be to get you to there. Then you have Sarup Siddhi. Before that, you have Sarup. So the Sahaja is called just knowing this is your Sarup, they call that Sarup Siddhi. But the Acharya says Sarup Siddhi is when you can use it in Krishna's pastimes.
Right.
So it's just they've taken everything of the higher things and brought it down. That's why it's called Sahaj. They don't care for the authority, the Shastra, the status, just whatever they feel. And, you know, I mean, very contemporary. You know. Is that?
Because there are circles of Gaudiyas where, you know, the mood is only Manjari Bhava. That's what the Acharyas gave us. Actually, you feel it or you don't feel it?
Yeah, just so you go find a different group. Who cares? You know, means that's what's given, but it doesn't mean that somebody's not somewhere else, because then within that you see yourself, you know, are they more favorable to Krishna, more favorable to Radharani, or the both? You know, which one of those? Which one is there? You know, like that. You know, you won't get answers. It just makes it very easy, because if everybody is doing the same thing, it's just like, let's say, an example, I saw this quite a few times, when you have a group of New Yorkers, you know. Then they go into the restaurant. You know, it used to be the Govindas when it was down at the before they knocked it down, the old one, like that. You know, so back in the 80s.
Near the gate.
Yeah. So then, back in the 80s and that, then at that time everybody would go down there and eat. You know, so sannyasis, GVCs, everyone would go hang out there. Because you didn't have like now meetings all day and going crazy and stuff like that. You know, they hung out more.
They were not old.
Sorry?
They were not that old.
They weren't that old, yeah, they could eat, yeah, and they stayed for the whole festival, you know, so it wasn't just meetings and that, you know, so this would be after the meetings and everyone hangs out. So I noticed there and some other places also, anywhere else where it was a bunch of New Yorkers or New Yorkers and someone else like that, and they all order something. So they'll all order basically the same thing. If one person orders something different, it creates this whole crisis. It's like, why did you order that? You know? Because they want to know, is what you ordered less, you know, not as good as what I ordered? And so then, if it is, then, you know, you're an idiot, and do we want to sit here with idiots? Or is what you've done, you know something that we don't know, you've ordered something better, and now we're the idiot, and we don't want to be the idiot, so why did... You may have experienced this.
Yes.
So many times. Yes, it's just, you know, yeah, it's just going to be, why that? Why are you doing that? Why are you holding it like that? Why are you doing this? Like the other, all the Italians I'm with, they take the pizza and you fold it in the middle and hold it because it'll keep it straight and you eat it like that. I did that one day, some other godbrother, what, you're doing that? That's so low class. How can you do that? You know, get out of here. You know, it's like, so what are you talking about? You know, so, you know.
You know.
Huh?
Did you roll it? What do you do with it?
No, but they just pick it up straight, you know, and it'll bend. So then generally you take your left thing in and you straighten it up and then take a bite. Because after one or two bites, they won't do that. But then the Italians, they don't matter. They just fold it and then eat it, you know. And you know, all the way in the end, they eat it folded, you know. But others would consider that's, you know, pizza opera and all that. So. Yeah, you get these kind of things.
Anyway, the bottom line is, it's revealed.
It's revealed. And so whenever it's revealed, so generally you'll see is, from what I can see from the Acharyas are saying, because it's talking about the pure devotional service starts at the Nishta platform, because then you're fixed that devotional service is the only thing required. No other process is important. That actually situates you in Nishta. Mm-hmm. And so then... that would mean that's the beginning. So then at that point, if something's revealed, you know, it'll be, you just have some focus, that's all. But you can't use it until the Uttama platform. So that's the earliest. But then, you know, in Raghavendra Chandrika, he's talking about those persons who, and even we know it doesn't mean it changes us from Vaidhi to Rag. We're still just doing this, you know, we need to do these to get purified, or we start doing them because we like, in one area we like, another area we're doing because we have to, like that. And so he's mentioning that the rag sagna, the aspect of rag, is that if it comes up from the Madhyama platform there or any time in there, it's fine. But if not, even if it doesn't, you know, as a sadhaka, when you go back to Godhead, it will come up there.
Right.
From the Yukta platform. So you don't have to worry this whole thing, if I don't cultivate it now, it won't be there and all that. No, it's just, it will come when it comes, because it's a state of purification. Yes. Unless the heart's pure, then how do you have that attraction to Krishna? You know, so if we're attracted to things other than Krishna, then it doesn't matter what you do. It's not rag bhakti. You know what I'm saying? It not means that we have some rag in some area. Like you see is that when it comes to, like, say, like kirtan mela, so many have a nice taste. They go there, they sit there for hours. They really get absorbed. They get into them. They really use. So they have a taste there. But it doesn't necessarily reflect in other things they do, or all kirtans, or, you know, so taste is that ruchi, which is part of, like you said, is part of bhava, is going to be there all the way down to anything connected. So someone is doing agyata sukriti, they like that person, that eternal, you know, friend of Krishna who's been coming to the temple the last 20 years, and they just like to come and do a little help serve prasad, or do a little cleaning, or do something in the yard. They like, they have a taste. But it's not enough that you would call it that they're on the platform of ruchi, or, you know, because it's just there. They have a taste, so they do it, and while they're doing, they're thinking of this and that, and then they go away, and you don't see them until next week or next festival or something. Does that make sense? So in other words, it's just a practical, down-to-earth thing that if it's revealed, then nice. But it's not that, you know, now we, you know, how you say, you know, what's it? Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills. You don't do that. No. Yeah, what's it? Go tell. What's it? You know, instead of that, let my people go, is that, you know, yes, I'm a manjari. You know, like there's nothing, you don't do that. Because that's the whole point, is it also mentions that Uttamadhikaris come and perform the duties of a Madhyama. But their attitude is like, they say, I'm a neophyte. Mm. So this whole thing is, no, we're only this, we're only that. I said, somehow that doesn't jive with what the Acharyas are, their example. Even if they're giving it, it doesn't mean that that's the whole attitude.
Right.
You know, what is it? The American, how do you say, freedom thing? You know, give me lingerie or give me death. You know, like that. You know, what is it? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of lingerie-ness. So it's just That's not the way it's worked. It's just, if it's there, you know that you're comfortable, and that's not. It's just like the girl's going to get married. Now, if beforehand it's, you know, because of arrangement and that, she knows she's marrying that boy, it just makes it more comfortable. But she's not married, she can't interact as married, she can't do anything as married, but it just makes it comfortable. Okay, if you know, okay, great. You know, others are going nuts, well, what is it, what am I, you know, as if it matters, and if you, you know, if you told them, what does it matter? But whatever it is, it's nice. So if Krishna reveals, great. But it doesn't change anything in the way of, you know, it's not that now you're going to not change your rounds anymore or something. Or, you know, I'm saying everything stays the same. You're still going to eat the same prasad.
It's internal.
Yeah, it's internal. That's the whole point. It's always internal. But it's not that line more advanced than this and that, because you can't say. It's just, it's all very individual, very each individual person. So we can see, Brahma, you understood that then. But you don't hear it mentioned one time again through the rest of Brahma Sangita, Bhagavatam, anywhere else. Like that. You know, even when he's coming as you know, Brahma Haridas, is that you don't see him talking about these things or anything like that. So, but the point is, it's just, it's there, but he's the Acharya. So it may be, no, it may not be. You know, it's just like with Rupa Goswami. There's only one instance of it ever showing any ecstatic symptoms. Like that. He was very, you know, he was what is talked about, the mountain in the ocean. Like that. Well, you see, so many other associates and this and that, and, you know, there'll be these different things like the pebble in the pond or the cotton wool in the wind. You know. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So it's not that it would make any external difference. I know. Does that make sense?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, we're good?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Some other points? Something else? No?
Until the next time.
Yes, it's like, it's enough to think for the next year or something.
Okay. Great.
Or many years.
Okay.
Like, once you mentioned that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he specifically defines Siddha Deha and then Siddha Sarupa and then Vastu Siddhi, just for that reason that you mentioned, that Siddha Deha is a mentally conceived body.
Right.
And then Siddha Swarup is that when you have that body, actually, physically. And then Vastu Siddhi is you're given that body by the Lord.
It's permanent. It means, in other words, it's like when Raghunath Das Goswami, in his, what is it, Manasiksha?
Yes.
So in the opening introduction, then he's offering respects to the Brajavasis.
Yes.
So those who are there and those who are there by meditation.
Yes.
So if you're there by meditation, that's the Siddha Deha. But then by advancing through to Apandasa, that becomes the Siddha Sarup.
Yes.
But you also, even if someone goes back to Godhead, let's say a neophyte, they remember Krishna the kind of death, and so they'll take birth in Vrindavan. They'll have their Sarup, but it's only a Siddha Deha. Mm-hmm. It is an actual form. It is, but it doesn't become Siddha Sarup, meaning the Sarup becomes Siddha, until they bring it to the point where it's just focused on Krishna, because perfection is always focused on Krishna. So then, until it gets to there, so you're going to have that. That's where it gets. So, do we have the body or not? The point is it doesn't matter. The position is if you're in that body by meditation or you're actually in that body, until you come to the point of exclusive focus on Krishna, exclusive attachment or exclusive rati for Krishna, then nothing else matters. That's why it's important to note that those gopis that couldn't go, it's mentioned that they were absorbed in taking care of the house and the children and, you know, household duties, even though it's pointed out that they don't have children themselves. It's co-wives that they have children, but they're, you know, because co-wives, any of the wives have a child, all the wives have a child. So in that way you can say it's their child. But at the same time, the Acharyas point out they didn't have children, and some have said that even if they did have, but the point is that's the whole point, is that their focus is not completely on Krishna, so the rati is not exclusive, and because of that, then they're not actually qualified to take part in the rasa dance. So that's why it has to be exclusive attachment to Krishna. So they have their sarup, but then we see is that in meditation, that focus is on Krishna till it does come to that complete platform. And then it burns up all the, you know, pious and impious activities that are, you know, whatever residue is there. Because it's very subtle. But we see is even you've come to that point and now can associate with Krishna, there's still the residue of aparads. So the other three are gone. Attachment to piety, attachment to the impiety, and, you know, problems in deity worship. Because problems in deity worship means you're not really focused on Krishna. Now you're focused on Krishna. So it's about Krishna. That one goes away. And because it's all about Krishna, then karma and jnana have also gone away. Any residues of that. But the aparads, you know, like that, to the Vaishnavas, that flavor remains. That's why to get to prema, you have to actually change. You can't meet there. The form you have, then that becomes, that's all you have. If you're already there, then it just naturally moves in. But if you're here through meditation, then in this body, you can only get up to Apandas. You can take part in the pastimes, be fully absorbed. But to go on to Sampatidas, you have to leave this body. So that's why here, Vastu Siddhi means you leave this body. So there, you've entered the eternal pastimes, you know, and that here they'll call it death. That's also explained. One of the Acharyas explains that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So you have these overlapping elements. So that's the difficulty. It's not just this nice linear kind of thing that there's all these overlap. Are they in this body? They can't. Means that's why you see is that Prabhupada says everybody goes to Gokul. But he mentions that the rare cases someone can directly go to Golok. Why? That would be the person who then they've come to that point of Apandas and they're up to the point for attaining prema, but until they leave the body, then you know they don't have that thing. So they'll just straight go to Goloka because they've already gone to that. But how many people are, you know, already on that platform of Apandasa? You know, we're just good for, you know, doing okay with Shravana Dasa, and then, you know.
So when Prabhupada says back home, back to God, it's back home, back to Gokul.
Yeah, but that's that. It is non-different. That's the way Brahma Samhita says that the residents of Goloka don't consider them different.
Yeah,
we make the distinction. That's why when you say we fell from the spiritual world, generally speaking, no devotee will consider that's Gokul. They'll all say it's Goloka.
Right.
And in Goloka, then everybody's in their rasa, they're on the platform of prema, so you fell from prema. The acharyas never say that. So they say, how can there be, you know, all these things and there and this and that? But the point is then what about the point of choice? The jiva has a choice, the tasta. So you have to make your choice. So then, where is that? It's not going to be in Goloka. Because it's only the internal potency, you know, being the fire of the internal. So only in Gokul, then you have that fire there, and you also have the material world. You can see both. So it's just a matter of which side you want to function from this side, or you want to look across the, you know, the grass is greener on the other side, right? And so then you have to put all those together. You can't say, oh no, but in spiritual world means that. So this is the spiritual world. So that's the point. We take a time and space and it's different. So that's why the argument is there. And it doesn't get completely answered because both parties are working on time and space, and that is Goloka.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So one's saying, you can't fall from Goloka, but they're not saying, so but you can fall from Gokula.
Mm-hmm.
And the other saying, no, you know, Prabhupada said, you know, we came there, we you know, turned away from Krishna and everything like that. So we were in our relationship, performing our things, and then we turned away. So, but that's not supported by the acharyas either. Prabhupada doesn't say that specifically. So then that becomes the difficulty, is that both parties that are arguing are talking about time and space. One is quoting acharyas, ignoring Prabhupada, one's quoting Prabhupada, not actually understanding what the acharyas are talking about, but at least they're following their guru. So that's what Rupa Goswami says, and I think it's the fifth or sixth item of the 64 items, as you approach the previous acharyas through your acharya. So at least they're doing that. So they're better situated than the scholars who know what the, you know, the Goswamis have written and this and that, but not accepting Prabhupada. So then they're better situated. The other ones have no situation at all. No Vrajpasi. That's also mentioned in the Raghavartman Chandrika, is that Vrajpasis don't take anyone seriously. It's not following properly. You make up your own system, like the Sahajas. They know you're there, but they don't care. So it's not that, you know. Like I remember one devotee was telling me they do this meditation on service and doing all these different things. You know, they meditate upon the service of what's going on in the pastimes, and they get really absorbed. You know, because the pastimes are explained, and they really absorb themselves and really get into it. But then they become so inspired that they put themselves into it, and as soon as they did that, the whole thing would disappear, and that'd be willing. So they came and asked, "Why did it disappear?" So the answer is, because you're not supposed to be there. You can't stick yourself there. You know, if you have your spiritual form and you can function within that, you know, then you've been introduced there, you're on the Uttam platform, yeah, then you, in meditation, do service. But that's the difference. It's not understood, is that you're not there. That makes the difference between us and the Sahajiyas. Sahajiyas will always put themselves there. You know, while we as Gaudiyas, we won't. It's just a matter of, you know, this is their pastimes. We're that's what it says, follow in the footsteps. You appreciate, it doesn't say don't imitate. You put yourself there, that's imitation. So that mood that they have, that thing, and appreciating the mood and all that, that's it. But here it's just, no, they want to do it. They want to experience myself. So it's self-centered. It's not about Krishna. Because the devotees, they know how to please Krishna. And then here it is, no, I want to taste the, you know, the, you know, the, you know, that prema, But that's the thing. No, the associates, they're the ones. Yeah. As I said, they're ragatmika, we're raganuga. We're following their mood. So unless we follow, so it doesn't mean you have to be physically doing stuff. We're used to that, that oh, I am this body, therefore I have to be that body also. But no, it's just they are their body, we're not.
So. Yeah, I'm just happy you just blessed us with Raganuga. You just said, we're Raganuga, so we're in good luck.
Yeah, Raganuga. Which rasa, that's another thing, because Lord Chaitanya is all of them. Our particular line happens to be a maid service line, but anybody following that can get to any place. You want to get to Vaikuntha, you know, by express track, you go through the Gaudiyas. You know, like that. Madhvas takes you literally in 14 lifetimes. Like all those positions that Gopa Kumar goes to.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the Puranic or something like that. That how you go back to Godhead. It's through all those positions. Like that. So that's the Ramanuja, then it's like the Bhagavatam says one lifetime you can go. Ramanuja also mentions that. Though most people understand, okay, it's going to take me a little longer, but it can be done in one. But the Madhvas, no, it's going to be, you're going to be, do all this and that, you're going to become Brahma, all these things, and then you're going to go. But because you're absorbed in Krishna, it doesn't matter to them. You know, because wherever you are, then you're absorbed. So they're cool. It doesn't change them becoming absorbed in the Lord. So if you want to get to that thought, you go through this, it's quicker. But it doesn't. So the point is, but this is what's being offered. You know, so it's right there in Chaitanya Charita. Lord Chaitanya is giving something never given before. You know, so it's the mood of Braja Prema, you know, and the mood of the gopis. Because otherwise, the mood of conjugal rasa of the gopis, the Nimbarka Sampradaya is given that. Like that. The Shris and all that appreciate it. Some get into it, some don't. Three of the Alwars talked about it. The other nine don't seem to refer to it much or not on a regular basis. And so then it's not that Radha Krishna and their pastimes have not been revealed before. But it's the point is that this element of the mood of the Braja, that's different. That's different. Yes.
It seems like before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, though there are all the other moods and all, but the focus is only that nowhere the rasa is described in such a detail or practice anywhere. Mm-hmm. So the focus is only being the servant and serve. And to the intensity one is absorbed, and that to that intensity the relationship also can be close.
Yes.
But unless this whole thing which Rupa Goswami gives us, that is there, even one cannot appreciate how as now even in Dasya, if those details are not explained, you cannot serve on the higher three rasas being at Dasya platform.
Yeah. Yeah.
So because of that, then the whole...
Yes, so general won't be. Yes, exactly. But even if it is revealed, like Nimbarka, Sogyapaya, or the Vallabhas, they get into parental. Right? Like the... where is it? Triji?
Srinathji.
So there, the head pujari, he dresses Krishna. His wife dresses Radharani because of the element of the parental rasa. So you don't, you know, the daughter, you don't deal like that. So the son you can deal, but not that. So the wife dresses like that. So that, you know, all these other aspects of the rasas are there. And even in the Gaudiyas, then you have others who are bringing out more the cowherd boys and things like that. But, you know, the flavors are there, the different flavors are there, the different aspects are there, but we have a very specific. Just like, let's say, I was seeing a picture of Radha, the yog, it means yogpit, it means Radha and Krishna. I think this was Nimbarka. Radha and Krishna are there. and you know, where you have Lalita Vishaka, there's Vrinda Devi and Yamuna Devi. You know? Or no, Sukadev.
Yes, Sukadev. I was thinking Sukadev.
Yeah, Sukadev. It was just the color, but the Sukadev.
Yeah.
And so that's their yogpeet. So that's the point, is Goloka is very big. So all these unlimited forms can be there. So that's why it's very unique, this Braj is being given. That's why they say Braj of Vrindavan. In other words, Vrindavan is a particular group of pastimes of Krishna. He's the son of Maharaj Nanda, you know, with Radharani and this and that, but in other forms it has such a wide range. So this is very specific. So that's why it's unique. So that's what's being offered. You know, that's what works for you, but if you fit in somewhere, the point is that mood of the Brajvasis, that full surrender of the Brajvasis, that will be an advantage for any rasa. Because you see, Bhishmadeva on the bed of arrows, he's talking about the gopis, because their surrender is so great. He's a devotee, and he's a Vaikunthawala, and he is appreciating the gopis, their surrender. So everybody knows their surrender. So therefore, following the footsteps of the gopis means that mood of surrender. It doesn't mean that particular service.
Right. I got it.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the mistake that's made, is that this surrender means that service. No, this surrender just means that full surrender. If you're shooting for, you're shooting the rhinoceros and going for full surrender, then if your rasa is something else,
right,
it's going to be enhanced by that.
Right.
You know? And if it is the conjugal, then it'll bring it to there. But then even if you say conjugal, then where? Are you Shaki? Are you a maid servant? Are you this or that? You know, what? So the point is it's just a matter of it will be revealed, because you are who you are. You know, there's always a thing, we had discussions like last year, the year before. You know, someone's always in anxiety about, you know, can I change it if I don't like it? It's kind of like, what are you talking about? You know?
I remember that.
You know? You know, so it's just, you know, it's just like saying, you know, he's been out in the desert for 3 days, no water and that, and then he comes in contact with a well, you know, and that. And so, you know, but what if I don't like this well? Can I change and actually go to a different one? He's just like, no, you're going to be in ecstasy.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
You know, there's this group that advocates Prabhupada being a gopi, right? This whole discussion, even fights amongst Gaudiya. So one morning I asked Shudakiri Prabhu, I said, Prabhupada ever talk about this thing? And he said, the only way you can tell is once you get up there and you find out for yourself.
Yeah. This thing to say, no, he's a coward, because it started because one group says he's a coward boy. But the point is it's, they're just going by the words in this Prabhupada song.
Yeah.
You know, it says, mm-hmm, you know, when will we be again, you know, frolicking in the groves of Vrindavan and all that. So it's taking frolicking, well, the boys are frolicking and all that and all that, so that means he's a cowherd boy. And that's their evidence. But the whole point is, gopis are also out in that same forest and doing things with Krishna. You know, like that. Remember, Radhakund's also a noontime pastime. You know, he leaves the cowherd boys to go there. So it's all, so point is, when will we be absorbed in Krishna's pastimes and serving him, you know, in the groves of Vrindavan? In other words, in Prajabhakti. So, you know, however you want to take it. But the point is even if you know it's not revealed,
yes,
like Krishna Das Kaviraj, he's mentioning everybody. He doesn't mention his Diksha. It means all the acharyas do that. They'll say, this one's this, that one's that. They'll never mention their guru.
Mm.
So it's just the etiquette, but that, you know, it's whatever we're not supposed to do, we have to do it. It's a symptom of advancement. You know, we have to do it. What to do?
Hare Krishna.
I even asked Bhanu Swami about that song, whether, you know, in terms of linguistic, it matches the coward. He said, no.
Yeah.
It doesn't match. It could be this one.
Yeah, it could be whatever.
Krishna Tao, we have that one?
Yeah.
His parents don't frolic in
the
forest sometimes?
Yeah, I was just going to say that, but I thought, yeah. But cows, they receive cows, you know, when they put their tail up and they thumb, they do that far out, you know, running around, they're doing it, you know.
Just like plays the flute.
Yeah, like that, you know. The trees are always frolicking there. The breezes are frolicking around. You know, Chaitanya Maharaj used to say how the breeze would, the Vrindavan breeze would go through the sandalwood forest first and then come over the Jamuna and then come to Krishna. Mm-hmm. So it's got the fragrance and then the coolness, then it would blow on Krishna. Mm-hmm. So that's also frolicking around. So everybody frolics there. You know. But the difference is permanent frolicking. You know? Some like Aristasura, Dinakasura, they also frolic, but it was rather temporary. We want to make sure that we're following in the footsteps of those who are permanently frolicking. Yeah. So that's the thing, is we have our ideas, and that, so that's why then one comes up, the other one comes up. But it, another thing, we don't say. It's not something you talk about.
It's bhajanandi katha, not goshyanandi katha.
That, but even then, it's just, it's not something that's discussed, really. You know? And if it is, it's like what you said, it's bhajanandi, those who are absorbed in bhajan, they can appreciate. But it's not, it's not a class. Yes, yes.
When we come across in Jaiva Dharma, that as soon as that particular specifics are brought about, then the Guru says, Gopal Guru Goswami, you need not mention about that. He just, like, I'm feeling like this, I think I am this. That's enough. No, not mentioning.
Yeah, you know, they're just, even there, they're just telling that it's not that it's talked about. Does that make sense? Even if he's talking about these things, yes, and revealing, see, but if it's there, you don't bring it up. It's just done. You know, how do you say? Yeah. There's a Bengali saying, an empty pot makes more noise. You know, because if you have a pot full of water, you hit it, it just goes dunk. But if it's empty, it bang, makes a big noise.
That's very fancy. Hmm? Those empty pots, you know.
Yeah, yeah, they make the sounds really fancy.
Meditation.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the singing bowls?
Yeah.
How are you crazy, this stuff? Big in China.
Yeah, it's Buddhist thing.
Which?
Oh, the healing thing.
Yeah.
Oh, those little things you go. But that's, it's
crystals.
The Tibetans. We went up to, Bhutan. No, not Bhutan. Sikkim. It's also, I think, Buddhist like that. And somehow something had happened that Chinese were bothering, so India went in, they asked for India to help, they went in and just kept the army there and all that. So that, I think it's now considered like part of India now or something. So then we went there and we went into, so it's very small, it's like a one street town, you know, like that, and you go into the Gangtok, I think, and you go like, and so they have the main temple there, and you go in there, and there's all the Buddhist guys there, and they're all sitting around and like that. And it's always that sound, you know, that's all they do all day. You know, some guys got this, like, you know, it's like a wooden carving of a arm from the elbow to the tip of the finger. You know, the finger pointed like that, and it's painted, you know, always a golden color or something like that. And then one of the guys is walking around spinning that in some particular way and stuff like that. And the other guys are, you know, and then the other guys have their little, they look like those kind of little shells that you get down at the beach that are real small, but they curl around and they have kind of like a curled opening on the bottom, the cordage. But a big monster of things made of wood, and they sit there with that thing and just donk, 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 you know. And then now and again, then the guy, when they finish the mantra, then they hits the gong, and the other guy, yeah, like that.
That's how you control the mind. Da, 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 da,
okay.
Until you don't think anymore. Just
oh, I see. Okay.
You know, like the
techno music.
No. Come on.
That also they don't think.
Principle.
Yeah, the right eyes
of
the willing.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah, just they don't bang their head on the wall. Do they bang their head? No.
You should be careful. You should be careful.
It means you don't bang your head.
No, because they got the hat.
not really camping. But also you have that gap there. If you get too close, you fall in the gap, right? Mind the gap, right? You know? So actually, that came from the Wailing Wall. Then it went to London.
Right? Everything comes from there.
Yeah, of course, of course.
And they have the stick with the finger when they read the Torah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. See?
Yeah, see. Okay.
And they have Raga Nougat. You know, the sweets, the nougat.
Yes, yes. So. And there's great attachment for them. We used to take, you take nougat and you take marzipan. And you cut two slices of marzipan and one slice of nougat. Then you take the marzipan, put the nougat, put another marzipan, then you have a sandwich.
Now,
what's
called
Snickers
now?
Oh, I don't know. It's just Kirti Raj used to bring in them during the GBC meetings. You're saying?
Just like the Buddhists, they, without any personal relationship, then they want to practice spirituality. The same guys, when they came, like during the Janan Prabhu's time, Veerabhadra Prabhu, he preached to them and they converted to Vaishnavism, but some of them who maintained their previous
impersonal
ideas, and then later on when they fell, they became this Atibari Sampradaya.
Oh, Ati, okay. Atibari.
And then Atibari is the word which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used when he was like performing pastimes. One devotee shows off like something more than what he was, is it? You become Atibari, means very big.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Atibari. So big. So we call
it. So big. So they like, they don't have the stuff, but they show off that they have.
Show off. Okay. Like the Nouveau Riche or something. The Nouveau Manjuris. Yes.
Nouveau Riche. Nouveau Riche. The new rich.
They always show off. Like established you can't really tell they're rich. If you know stuff, you can tell by the cod, by the fabric and that. But it's not flashy. They'll always never wear flashy. Well, the Nouveau Riche, they so many things are like the rap guys. They're the most crazy. You know, all these chains and this, and the teeth are all gold, and you know, some things. And you know, so it's just, they just show off, but they don't have a lot more than that. They've invested everywhere.
Yeah, we have the same one, New Russian it's called.
New Russian.
Those who just, you know, after the Soviet Union fell apart, they gained a lot of money instantly.
Okay, yes.
So, exactly as you're saying, that's their style.
Yeah, they got to show off.
Very flashy.
Yeah.
In Australia, they call them dinks.
Dinks?
Double income with no kids.
Dinks. Oh, okay, yeah, exactly. Dinks. That's Dinks.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. We've come the full circle now. Yes. Started from here, went all the way up to Golok and then back down to Australia. Okay, now we can move on to the next person. That's a complete discussion. Okay, Srila Prabhupada. Devotees attached to transcendental loving service to the Lord may be described either as surrendered souls, as souls advanced in devotional knowledge, or as souls completely engaged in transcendental loving service. Such devotees are called, respectively, neophyte, perfect, and eternally perfect. So then here you're getting the sadhakas, then you go to sadhana siddhas and nitya siddhas. It just moves through that natural. Srila Jiva Goswami. These types will also be found among the Atikrita Dasa Bhaktas, Shanta Ras Bhaktas, and other devotees. So any of them are going to have this level. So that they're either practicing devotees, they've come to the point of siddha, or they've come to the platform of, you know, becoming the eternal associates. So all the different elements. But it's also here is that he's even showing how that principle of what was there, it has a progression, that someone has surrendered to Krishna, or one has become, by that surrender and practice, become advanced in knowledge, or who are completely engaged in devotional service. So you can even see it reflected down on this lower level that we go through those aspects. You know, just like you have those who are just surrendered and all that, and then those who are more advanced than this and that. Because you can also have one as practitioners, but also you have neophyte pure devotees, Madhyama pure devotees, Uttama pure devotees, by how they're manifesting the interactions, the pastimes, at least in the Prakatvila. Does that make sense?
Marge, all those classifications of the servants, we talk only about pure devotees and above? Like a shirt,
basically, but it also mentions here the neophyte perfect, the eternally perfect. Because it depends how you do it, like Kashi Mishra is classified as a third class pure devotee, though he's an eternal associate of the Lord.
Third class pure devotee means?
I mean, by the neophyte definition, because he doesn't know Shastra to defeat. So therefore, you see here, the surrendered souls means the neophyte is a surrendered soul. But then the Madhyama is souls advanced in devotional knowledge. And then the Uttama completely engaged in transcendental loving service.
Right.
So depending upon how you're taking it, you can do so. We see here as Prabhupada's explaining it, how Rupa Goswami before used these same terms to mean double meanings. And then here Jiva Goswami is saying this is also found amongst all of them, that all these things are going on all levels at one time. It's just being broken down. It's not that, this group is only of this, that's group. No, this that principle is there. You have those there, but it also, that would, same thing of that surrender would apply to the neophyte. Then somebody who then wants to do service and all that. Because, you've surrendered to Krishna, but then now Vajana Kriya comes after surrender. And then Nishta Vajana Kriya now means then you have proper knowledge. So does that make sense? So you can get these aspects that it includes the whole process of, Shraddhana, rather than it just means this particular position. So the fullest manifestation of that position is there, just like bhava is the fullest manifestation of rati, but it's not that that aspect of rati is not all the way extended down to to Shraddhana. Just like the taste, the attachment, they're extended all the way down, because without the bhakti shakti, how will it give effect? The activity is there, but you're doing it connected to Krishna. Therefore, it takes on that shakti. Right? So that extends, but because of our realization, it only manifests as Shraddha or Sarasanga, Anishta Bhajana Kriya, Anishta Bhajana Kriya. Like that. That's why I said then when it gets to Ruchi and Asakti, now it's like the natural form of bhava, but it doesn't have the intensity, so it's not called bhava, it's called Ruchi or Asakti. Only when it's in its natural form, in its natural intensity, then it's called bhava. So the same thing, like bhav sadhana, then the Shravana Dasa, Varna Dasa, and Smarana Dasa extend all the way down also. So they come along with it. So what's not there is the Apandasa and Sambhatiyasa. So those, does that make sense? So they're there all the way throughout. So it's the same principles, like Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana apply everywhere to everything. And then within Sambandha, you have Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojana. Within Abhideya, you have Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojana. Within, like this. So these are positions or formulas that then can always be applied. So it's not that it just means this. This is the nice example. Just like you could say, you have some nice car. You could say, this is a car. And then the stuff you see in India, it's in the same kind of thing. You still get in and sit behind the driver. So if you can drive a real car, this also works. It follows the same rules, but it's not quite what you call the real car. Does that make sense? You pull the door shut, and then you just get that nice little, it just cools, and the air inside is just, that's a car. Does that make sense?
Not Maruti.
No. They're toys. They mean that you use in the same way. But,
We are taught to shut the door of the car in such a way it makes that extra sound.
Yeah.
Then you know, okay, now it's
closed. Now it's closed, yeah. it's always the driver. You close the door, it makes enough sound. He goes, no, it's not closed. And yeah, they really smash it to get it to close. It's like, yes, so you do get the sound, just a little more effort.
Well, if it's a modern car, you have the thing, the door is still open.
Oh, but yeah.
It's not closed. Not my door. It's not my door. Oh, sorry, it's my door.
Yeah, it's always your door, right? You know, no, that. Oh. Okay, so we'll stop here, because next week, that finishes chapter 36. Next verse in the 37, impetuses for Krishna's service.
Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Shri Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktivedanta ki, Chaitanya Gaura Vrindavan ki.